जय श्री राधे, श्री गुरु जय गुरु, श्री गुरु जय गुरु. सो सम ऑफ यू आर क्यूरियस अबाउट द आर्ट ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. हाउ डज वन गेट द पावर और एबिलिटी टू सर्व द लॉर्ड? इज नाइसली एक्सप्लेन्ड इन द थर्ड कैंटो भागवतम इन द teachings of Maitreya to Vidura. He's describing how Brahma was the first devotee, the first performer of devotional service. He was bewildered about his service and how to execute it. So he prayed for mercy of the Lord. Prabhupada explains that anyone who has been given service by the Lord, which means the Lord's representative, the spiritual master must ask a disciple to perform a particular service, preaching, book distribution, puja, meditation, chanting mala, any various services, dham seva. Then Prabhupada explains that if one has that service, he should consider that he's already blessed because he's been authorized by Krishna or his representative, the Guru. He's been entrusted with such a responsibility of a particular service, maybe editing tapes, organizing book distribution, or distributing books, or giving classes, or preaching, or raising a Krishna conscious family, or just be the order to be a good devotee, and the order to rise early, 4 o'clock, chant japa, control the senses. So these are our responsibilities. Our service is our responsibility. But we should never think that, oh, this devotional service, serving Krishna or Guru, is like any work activity of the material world. It only requires endeavor and a little intelligence. But actually, the devotee who has received some responsible service to execute for the pleasure of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna, he should be always aware of his incapability. And he must always pray and always look for the mercy of the Lord for the successful execution of his duty. We shouldn't become proud. Oh, I've been given this service. I'm very special. I'm the Sankirtan leader. I'm the in charge of tape editing, or I'm the head pujari, or I'm the personal secretary of the guru, or I'm the leading preacher in Guru Gaon. No one should think like that, that there's something special, become puffed up. It's actually our fortune. We've received a great fortune, an fortunate opportunity to render some humble, small service. So if we take pride in doing our responsible seva, and we forget to give the credit to the Supreme Lord, then such a falsely proud person will not be able to actually do very nice service. We cannot even imagine the mercy that Lord bestows upon a particular person engaged in executing some responsible work. Krishna's mercy is received. How? Due to our penance and perseverance in executing devotional service. Prabhupada once defined penance or austerity. What is the meaning of austerity or penance? Austerity or penance means the difficulty and trouble that a disciple undergoes or takes to fulfill the order of the spiritual master, to execute the responsible service which has been requested of him. So Krishna's mercy comes if we should be patient and austere and continually and always be humble and pray for the mercy and then Krishna's mercy will come. Brahma, he was entrusted with the work of creating the planetary systems. The Lord told Brahma that he would receive instructions from within his heart. So the directions came from within. And the Lord told Brahma, you should not be in anxiety for the performance of this task, because such instructions will come from within the heart, as Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, in a nutshell verse, Chatushloki 10:10. Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam tadami buriyogam tam hinamam upyantite. So those are constantly engaged in devotional service and worshipping with devotion, Krishna gives the intelligence by which they can come to him. Krishna guides the devotee. Krishna helps the devotee. Krishna reveals the way to the devotee. Krishna solves the problems for the devotee. Krishna answers the questions for the devotee. And Krishna shows the way to success and gives the energy and power and intelligence and determination to fulfill the duty requested of him. So a disciple, he may be requested to perform some very big service, or maybe some very insignificant service. But still, the art of service, this tape is called the art of service, it rests not on the size of the endeavor, but on one's executing it with devotion. As we often say, it doesn't matter what you do, it's how you do it that counts. When we're rendering service to the spiritual master, whether it's big or small, we should always maintain humility. We should always be aware of our own inability. And this type of humility, this will give birth to conscious dependence on Krishna. This is the secret of success. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, 1857, Chetasa sarvakarmani mayi sanyasya matparaha buddhi yoga mupashritya machchitta satatam bhava. Krishna is telling Arjuna, O Arjuna, in all your activities, just depend on me and work always under my protection 24 hours a day. In such devotional service, always remain fully conscious, in consciousness of me. Be fully conscious of me. This is the secret of success, depending on Krishna. The Prabhupada gives some practical points in his purport. Prabhupada says that there's no other goal in life except satisfying Krishna. And when one is working and acting to satisfy Krishna in bhakti yoga and seva, guru seva, Krishna seva, devotional service, one should think of Krishna. One should think, I have been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna. In other words, actually Krishna, Bhagavan, God, the Supreme Personality of God, and he has asked me to do this. He has personally asked me to do this service. So how carefully I should perform it, how enthusiastically I should perform it, how expediently I should perform it, and how enthusiastically I should perform it, and how expertly I should perform it, without delay, without procrastination, without lackadaisical attitude or sloppily done. God has personally asked me to do this. He's asked me to do this service. And then you say, how so? I have not seen God. I have not met him or spoken to him. I have not heard his voice. Really? Have you not met the spiritual master? Have you not heard the Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, the lotus words of the spiritual master, the lotus orders, the lotus commands and requests? please do this, please do that. The words and requests and sevas given by Guru are directly from Krishna himself. Guru seva is Krishna seva. We should think, this service that I have, it's been given to me directly by God, by Krishna. When we're acting and remembering like this, then we have to think of Krishna. And this is perfect Krishna consciousness.